Gemara says tefillah is from the things which are b'mishal adam. When adam is zazim behem, people mazazim. I just heard two beautiful maises about concentration tefillah of Bnei Yisrael. First was a mice of David Feinstein. He was Moshe Feinstein's father. So he's known in very good concentration during davening. So two goyim, they made a bet that they're going to shoot a bullet right over his head and see if he notices. Put that $100, whatever, 100 rubles, whatever it was. Good for the shot, bullet right over his head, didn't notice a thing. So his concentration was so amazing. There's a different mice with the Chazanish, that the Chazanish also, that somebody once had the Kruch Nefeshayla. Chazanish is no davening, he's no davening. So they came right over to Chazanish. They have Kruch Nefeshah, they have to ask him. So they're trying to get attention, you know, Reverend, like, didn't hear a word, like. So finally, you know, they're trying to snap, clap, you know, they couldn't get his attention. So finally, the only way they got his attention was they covered his sitter, and then he looked up, I'm saying. Fine, now the first way, in order to, to make sure a person has a good tefillah, is a person has to be on time, right? Yeshua says that a person should get up 20 minutes to half hour before davening. A person should get up for two reasons. Number one, because you're going to end up being on time. And number two, if you roll out of bed and you roll into davening, for say that a person's mind is all clogged up and can't concentrate. Now the Gemara says there's a mila of being from the Asar Rishonim. And state that someone's from the Asar Rishonim, what happens? He gets a tukadushim, which some might not know, happens to be chiddush. This halacha, you get skak nega kulam. What is it? If you're number 10, you get skak nega kulam. If you're from the first 10, like, how does it work? Is everyone go like a center, right? The center is the winner, or it's like all 10? So Machshakel says that he says that it's all 10. And the earlier you are, the better off you are. And number one, he's the winner, right? Number two is a little lower. The first 10 have this mild nitzchak kulam, but the earlier you are from the first 10, you're even tzchak kana kulam. Hakon, the what is, the earlier you are, the better off you are. Second shaila is this halacha by shachris, also by mincha meir? What? Everything, right? It's not just halacha and getting up. It's not halacha in the morning. It's shacharis, mincha, ma'ariv. Any tefillah you are, if you're from the Asar Rishonim, it's a great samayla, and it's a great samayla. Fine. Now, before davening, there's halacha of washing your hands. Don't wash your hands before davening. I used to think when I was in high school, that's for the frummies. It's one of the things the frummies do. But my sister first halacha, having down that there's a halacha you have to wash your hands before shacharis, before mincha, before ma'ariv. The Rambam holds a zivayt that washing your hands, if you don't wash your hands before davening, it's you're not yotze tefillah. It's only the devar which I'm akim and makav betefillah, and you're not yotze tefillah. That's the shit of the Rambam. So something which is, you know, it's not just for the frumis, it's for us too, right? It's a chumrah. It's a machlokes. It's a little bit better to do with a keli, but it's not whatever. It's better to do with a keli, but it's not that. No. What you say? As opposed to what? 5 minutes. If you wash your hands, no, if you wash your hands a couple minutes before, and then it's going to be like mama shanasha before. But now, there's a difference if your hands are. There's a difference in whether your hands are like you touch them, your hands are dirty, or your hands aren't dirty. Let's say there's no water around. There's no water around. The shaila is, you have to go looking around to get water. So in Tzadik Beis of Dal and Sefei, the Chaver says like this. If your hands, you know, they're dirty, either you went to the bathroom, you touched Mekam Luchasim, or things like that, then you mechuyev to go up to a mill. How long is a mill? 18 minutes. You have to travel up to 18 minutes to get water. Mashenkin, if your hands aren't dirty, just stop me dying, whatever, you just come from Seder, whatever, your hands aren't dirty, then if you have the water in front of you, you wash your hands. But if you don't have the water in front of you, then you don't have to wash your hands. Oh, come on, there's a halacha which I think a lot of people are mezalzel b'hem, is something which is very kedai that you should wash your hands beforehand. Now, a couple weeks, right? I had a baby a couple weeks ago, so. You didn't know about it? So, okay, Mr. Bates. Okay. Anyhow, You weren't by sure a couple weeks ago. Okay, fine. I'll go find him. So anyhow, I had a baby on Mondays. Ended up Wednesday, I was back in the hospital. Whatever, had a baby Monday, which I said, like, Wednesday, I was back in the hospital with a different kid. I had a kid who was sick, I was in the hospital. Now, I went in at night. So I brought my jacket, whatever, I didn't take my hat along with a jacket, my tefillin. Fine. Now, so Shachar, I was fine. Now, came Mincha time, I didn't have my hat with me. Because I was not expecting to be there so long. And, you know, didn't do good planning, but I was hoping not to be there so long. I didn't have a hat with me. So I had a shiloh. I was hoping to get out in a couple hours. Should I dive in now Mincha B'tzibur without a hat? Or maybe it's kedai to wait till I get home and, you know, I'll have a hat there. Or I'll borrow somebody else's hat if somebody daven. Is it better to, the shiloh is it better to daven b'chidus with a hat and jacket, or a bit seaver without hat and jacket? So I'm smirking, I say everyone has opinions on the matter. Huh? So it's like this. So what I do, Baruch Hashem, I remember that, you know, I met somebody in the, one of my friends, he also had a baby, so I quickly called him up on the cell phone to find out if he's in the hospital. He had a hat, it worked out. Okay, Halacha L'Maaseh, Chaim Kanevsky holds, if you have a choice between davening b'chidus with a hat and jacket, or b'tzibur without hat and jacket, the Chaim holds is better than b'chidus. Why? So it's being that a hat and jacket is part of the hakim hikoy in the Fnei Hashem Lekecha. What? This din hikoy in the Fnei Hashem Lekecha? Not you, not me. This din hikoy in the Fnei Hashem Lekecha, that you have to prepare yourself and dress properly for davening. This is a din. Tefillah b'tzibur is v'chash v'zach, but you know, so the hand that goes, it's doicha tefillah b'tzibur. They asked about a hat. They asked about a hat. We got a jacket in a second. Why do you think? No. But if you ask them, nice if you ask them some zamen all now like that. Wait, you know if you buy the beach, what do you do? No, we got this. We'll get to that soon. About if you buy the beach. But if you ask them some zamen all now like that, they both told them, nice so. Tefillah b'tzibur, piece of mile of a hat and jacket. So, Alchol Maisa, Akapanim. If you don't have a hat and jacket, Alchol Maisa, you do that with tefillah b'tzibur. But we see the chashivas of having a hat and jacket, and the chashivas of having a jacket. Now, one thing is, some people say a chilek that there could be a chilek where you daven. If you're davening in a place, let's say you're in a hospital where, you know, half the people aren't wearing hat and jackets, that's not really the, you know, that's where the people dress, and you don't have a hat and jacket. So over there, it's not so bad. I'm saying if in a yeshiva setting, it's like a shtikal chilah Hashem. You're diving in the yeshiva, right? Without a hand jacket, you know. So Chol Hashem, instead of people, then could be the chay gavne. It wouldn't be kedai to dive in with a hand jacket. Okay, we'll talk about the beach. A couple years ago, I was at the beach, and it's getting close to Shkia. Right, it's always better, right? It's better not such a good time to go to the beach. So later on in the day is, you know, it's always very crowded. So they made a minion over there. You know, why not? They had enough for 10 minyanim over there. So they made a minyan, so, you know, people just came out of the water, put on the hat, and they dabbed. So they dabbed like that. Shaila is, what's the minimal requirements you need to be dressed in order to daven? Well, it's never happened to anybody. I got the Shaila being his man. Somebody called me up that his 13-year-old son went away water after. And for sake of, you know, teenagers, they don't put on suntan lotion. So he was sunburned from head to toe. So he said that he cannot wear clothes. He can't wear clothes. He put clothes, he's jumping and screaming. He pushed it, he can't wear clothes. So he can't wear a shirt. Can't wear pants. Remember to wear your suntan lotion. Can't wear pants, can't wear a shirt. So I want to know, when it comes to diving, can he dive in the situation? You know, it's not really exactly that. Well, Im Lefneham Melech, or not. It's with the diving situation. So Mechaber says in Tzadik Aleph Sif Aleph, Talas Chagur Amasna V'chasoyis V'masna L'mata, also Espal Asher Chasal Libe. Mechaber Paskins, that's Osir to Davin, unless you have a Kisei Libe, unless you have a shirt, sure you have a shirt, but unless you have a shirt on, it's Osir to Davin. And if somebody's situation like this person where, like, you're by the beach, basically, and you want to go diving, so you have your bathing suit on, you have to make sure to cover, either put on a shirt, take a towel. You have to. What did you say?
Shorts
is okay. Yeah. You have to make sure that your lathe is covered. So in other words, if you're in a situation where you don't have anything to cover your lathe, like this 13-year-old bacher who Pasha couldn't get dressed, he'd be screaming his brains off. The Mishra passes, you should not have him. What do you say? No, what do you say? No, hand doesn't work because Makabe says a guf is guf. If what? No, the meaning, right? That's what Makabe says. It's like upon him. So remember, next time you buy the beach, make sure that you have something, whatever. You have to put an undershirt, you have to put an undershirt, you have to put something on. Otherwise, Mak is fila, and Kedai, Mishra Basin is better not to daven. At the diamond situation where, what do you say? A bracha is mutter. So you just have to have yarmulke. A bracha is mutter. Avada lechachila, maybe it's better. What? Because the difference is tefillah is ayim lefnei hamelech. Since ayim lefnei hamelech, it's a bezunder amid lefnei hamelech. There has to be a special ayim lefnei hamelech. Avada lechachila, if possible, avada when you have a bracha, you should also be clothed properly. Bacher, it happened also a couple of weeks ago. The Bacher, millisecond said he went to sleep. I mean, every second said he went to sleep. Woke up 11:30, and whatever. He got out of bed. Remember, he didn't daven Meir. Shaila was, he was in pajamas already. He went to know, because a motive him to daven Meir in his pajamas, or he now has to go get dressed. Now, in Shasachak, right? Shasachak, he just went to get up and daven and go back to sleep. Can he now daven in his pajamas or not? What's the minagaylum? What? What do you say? What do you say? What do you say? No, I recommend it. Akon, if you wake up, let's just speak about that halacha a second. If you, oh, okay. So anyhow, so you only allowed to daven shachris twice if you're oinus. What? Oinus. What's called shagig? Yeah, that could be right. Yeah, shaygig also. If you're a pesheya, then you can. Akapon, the Shavur brings down the bedafk about this halacha. You should not daven in your things which you use to go to sleep. But Gadim Shal Shena, the Shavur brings down that after then hichel in a person should not daven in those things. So even though maybe it isn't. Well? Yeah, that's a good eitzah. If you put your clothes on top of them, that's always the best eitzah. Like this, you don't have to get undressed. You can put your clothes on top of them. What do you say? That also, it's not really the way you have the melech. So that's all. The best etza is if you put clothes on top of it. So now you're dressed, and then you could just dive and then roll back over and go back to sleep. What do you say? A choyla. If there is a tshuva from the Askelav, yes, so today Chelaches and Neshmot Beis, he says that if you have a choyla, it says a choyla l'mashal. If you're very sick, you could dive in on your side. If he's very sick, then you can make up. So if his mom says he can make up, but you know, totally can feel how bad. And
it's not first time man, and then he puts his gown dress, he puts his clothes back on.
No, v'chana. Sitzes v'chana. No, I'm saying once they sleep at night, they don't put it back on. What do you say? There's what? There's no chiv. I'm saying. Once you take the sleep, no, don't put it back. Fine. Let's talk about another halacha, which I think some people are mizazel them, is the halacha of Dalal Amos Shel Tefila. This happened to me just some Amos last week. I've been a star, I learned in Mimbus Medrash. So about 2 o'clock, a guy rolls in, opens up a siddur, starts Amos from an essay, right behind me. Looking around, like, you know. The guy's like, you know, like, Shabubo. So Shalas, who's right? Who wins? Like this. Allah is Mechavah says, now let's sit between Dal Amos and Mespala, you now sit within Dal Amos and Mezami, now let's sit. Let me just ask you a question. See, so far we're like thinking 4 for 4. Then we got everything wrong today. But let's see if we get something right over here. This is Allah Dal Amos. Where does it apply? Front, side, or back? What about the back? What? My click is between 9 tickets? No, I'll get back. I come on. The Mechaber says, Osir Leishi Tegdal Amish Mespalo, Be'em Afanov, Be'em Estan, Be'em Alachar. We pass in, Stadam, Lefan, Alachar. Everything all around, Dal Amis, now if somebody's davening, now sit within Dal Amis of him. What's the reason why? The Shechina is Dal Amis, where a person's davening, that's where Shechina is. Be'em Bafan, Be'em Acharav. Ma'isa, a person is now let's sit, Be'em Bafan, Be'em Acharav. Now, what's the halacha? That's if your stam is sitting. Now, the two reasons really why it's brought down. One reason is because the Shechina is all around, so it's not covered to sit when Shechina is around. The other reason is that when the person's davening and you're sitting there, you're busy with your cell phone or whatever you're doing, so it looks like you own Kabbalah Macha Shemayim. So being that it looks like you own Kabbalah Macha Shemayim, therefore it's like a zuzel, therefore that's the reason why. What's Nafkamina? Let's say you're davening. You're davening, right? He's davening Shemen Esrei, and you're davening Pesukah Dezimra, right? You're a little bit late, you're davening Pesukah Dezimra. So the Shaila is there anything wrong in that type of situation? So the Mechaber brings down that if you're davening, so then it's mutter. The only time it's a problem is if you're not davening, and you're doing something else, and the person's davening, then it's a zilzal. Mashengim, if you're also davening, then it's going to be okay. There's one exception. Huh? There's one exception. If your mamash in front of the guy, it means like mamash, like, what's your name again?
Shmuley.
Like me and Shmuley, like we're you know, straight hit. Even there, it's going to be also not only Dal Amis, it's also Mole Einav. Why? That's a different halacha. Because if you're sitting like this, I'm sitting like this, and I'm diving to you, it looks like I'm diving to you. So there, you shouldn't. There, even Mole Einav, you shouldn't dive in. So Nachlas Chaz over again. Dal Amis is where it's. Is it all around?
All around.
All around, and in front of Salacha?
Awesome.
The front of Dal Amis is going to be even Mole Einav. Now Nachlas. So if you're, what do you say? Oh, we got to make a second. Just remind me that. Make sure I got you. Okay, fine. Now. Hey, what about learning? Let's talk about learning. The case I was learning now. Guy just walks in. Boom, smack, saying the shadows, what's the halacha by learning? So, by learning, the Mechaber brings down 2 days. If I'm learning and not davening, is it a problem in that? And the Ma'aseh, the psak of the Mishnah, 2 days, the psak of the Mishnah Berurah is that you should be machmir to get up, and loiv makim atchak, unless it's a makim atchak atchak, you should be machmir by learning. So what does that mean? If you're learning somewhere, and the guy behind you is davening, or within Dal Amis, so the Mishmur comes out, that is toif to get up, unless it's a makam atchak. The one clue the Mishmur does give you, what's the halacha if you're learning behind a guy, and he's davening, so over there Mishmur says, you can make him. It's not going to be a call again. No. By learning the halacha is like this, that the halacha applies, by learning also, we say it's toif to be machmer, unless it's shat atchak, but after you can make it. What's called Shasachak? Let's say you have nowhere else to go. I'm saying you're sitting over here, you have nowhere else to go. You don't have a place to learn, so you don't have to stand up and learn. You know, it's easy for you to sit down and learn. So halacha is, it's going to be mutter. Any type of Shasachak is going to be mutter. Now, the Chara brings down to the halacha. It's a halacha called Bod B'Gavuloi. Mashal. Let's say, right now, Shmuley decides he wants to daven Ma'ariv. He gets up, daven Ma'ariv. Right over here. Share ends, we hope to share on time 7 o'clock. Shmuley has a very long Shmuley, so he can't do it, right? So he'll be, it'll take 15 minutes to daven. He's down Shmuley, so he'll be, what?
No.
Doesn't have a head, right? Okay, down. Okay. So Shiloh is, let's say, he stands up right if he wants to daven Shmuley. Are we all trapped now? Are we all trapped now? We can't leave? Okay, you're not allowed to go. You're not allowed to pass by when somebody's davening. So Shiloh is, are you trapped or not? So there's a lot of Boba Gvuloi. That somebody is not in the right. In the middle of nowhere is davening Shmuley Esrei. He doesn't have a right to daven Shmuley Esrei at that time. The place can say, Bichai Gavna, there's no problem with sitting, there's also no problem walking by. What do you say?
What's the chilik?
So, some say a lashon like kever hamazik, like if you, let's say, there's certain lachas, like you bury somebody, it's kind of Dal Amis, right? You bury somebody, a mace, it's also about, no, it's kind of Dal Amis. Let's say you bury something that's just around. So the Gemara says that a kever hamazik, you could just move it. I really makes this kaina, but if it doesn't have right to be there, so therefore it doesn't have right to answer. So yes, the Shmuley decides to daven over here. That's why we can just pick him up, you know, chuck him to the side. If he doesn't have right to be there, it's Babu Gbuli, and the halacha is. What do you say? The what? Now when the guy is doing the wrong thing. So when the guy's doing the wrong thing, then it'll show up. Now, okay, next slide. So go back to my case. So you have to down each place where the guy's right. It doesn't have the right. So in other words, if we're having 2 o'clock, you know, in Yeshiva Samir, you know, Samir is the base medrash for davening and for learning, but on at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, l'chaira, it's muad for either learning or sleeping, right? I'm saying, it's muad for learning and sleeping. So the guy comes to davening, he's really baba gavulay, and then mikadin, you're not giving mechuyev to move. In the mikadin, you're not mechuyev to move, because he does not have to be there. What's very nikay is in the steves, right? A lot of times people daven in the, you know what they call it again over there? Not in the doorway. No, not in the doorway. They daven in the chatzer, right? What's the right English word? Is that the same English? The koyat, same one as in America. Okay, fine. Okay. They daven in the koyat. What? Interesting. The koyat. Okay, they daven in the koyat. So the question is, in that, do people daven in the koyat, you want to go by, if you have the right to go by or not. So there also, if you look at the rules, the bylines of the rules in the Shtiblach, have you read it? I'm saying there are a bunch of rules over there. One of the rules are, no minyanim in the courtyard entrance. So therefore, they're doing a shleikedin. So in that demonstration, there's no problem. There's no problem of sitting, going by, and you know, all those halachas.
There's some that
In the Mokim Tefillah, it's still there. Now, what about old person? Somebody's old person, somebody's hard to stand. Or Benegay Yom Kippur, right? Yom Kippur, all of us are like old people, right? It's hard. The Shaila is on Yom Kippur, especially a lot of times, you know, I have a mazel of saying, I always kept saying, every Yom Kippur I'm zeicher. Like, I see a lot of times, so I'm always zeicher to be behind. I'm saying, whatever, in front of the guy who davens, I don't know. Saying, it's like 2 hours from my answers. So the shaila is, what's the halacha sitting down then? So Mishabur says that, Mechaber says that if the Yoshev Etzad HaMasal of Mcholosh, if a person is Adam Cholosh, it's Mutter. It's like the Mishabur, on Yom Kippur, we're all considered a Adam Cholosh. Therefore, on Yom Kippur, it's Mutter to sit down, put down the Amis of somebody's dominating, being that we're all considered Adam Cholosh. And it's very hard, so therefore, B'chai Gamet, it's going to be Mutter on Yom Kippur. Right in front of Mishabur says, Toiv to be Machmer, but it's better to go to the side, but if the F sure, there's more than to make it. Now, what about Purim? Sometimes if you get a little bit sugar, they daven the rest of the grace of the Slavis. They take them a long time. So the shaila is, in those type of situations, are you stuck or not? So the halacha l'maisa, when somebody's drunk, the halacha is that you're not supposed to be davening. Somebody's in Yochel Davut Nei HaMelech. It's Aser, the Spadal, Tefillah Sikta Eva, and you shouldn't be davening. So the Pesachim say that the guy is drunk, and it's nicker that he's drunk, and he realizes he's drunk, right? He's like, Baruch! You know, like he's like Damish Manasseh with Kirlis and Brachim. So Chai Kavna, that is nicker that the person's drunk. So therefore, there's no problem of walking by him and things like that, because the Chai Kavna, like we said, Kevar Mazik, when the guy's doing the wrong thing, there is no issue. Now, so that's in terms of saying. Now, in terms of Lavrif Nea Spal, in the Spal, in terms of walking by the person, so, but where does that apply? Does that apply dafka in front of him, or who else on the sides? We got the last one right. Walking by the guy, right? The guy's davening. You want to walk on the side of him. Are you allowed to or not? What you said?
Yeah.
My friend is awesome.
The size is not
bigger. Ah, very good. Okay. You should come more often, I'm saying. The Mechaber brings down over here that also lava kind of spam to Lamas, Dafka Fneyam bestam with the Mechaber Paskins, that front of him is also you can walk by like that, but the size is gonna be mutter. Now the question is what's called the size? Machlik's in the Yav among the problem. Does the size mean like here and mean chayim, this is called the side, this is the side? Or does the size mean the size in front of me, like me and Gabriel? Now, what's considered the side? Now, this is the back, right? Is the side when we're side by side? What's the side? What do you say? Or the side means even the front. Mishabur brings down Machlokes and Ayirav and Magon Avram. And Mishabur says, B'makom Atchak, Efshalai Shlahakil, B'makom Atchak. B'makom Atchak, if you make up that the stumps are the fun of, that's going to be B'seder. That's what he says. Mishabur does bring down a Zoya, which is always Machmer, but B'makom Atchak, is going to be Makel. Therefore, Lamashal. Let's say the guy behind you, on the side of you, is having this like 2 hour Shemana Esrei. Right, so bad sem. If you want to go back, okay, I wish I'd say fine. Won't exaggerate. So if you want to go back 3 steps, that's also a problem. Bad sem, you're going touch down some on the style. So over there, it's makamat chak. So makamat chak, or mikul, you could go on the side, and therefore you just go to the side and be the same. a mitzvah iveris, the place I'm saying. Let's say this guy's diving once a mess and you want to get the Seder. You have to get the Seder. Because Kohenim is Venegay for Kohen. All these things, the place I'm saying, being that Stodim is Machlekes, going walking by him on the side is Machlekes, so you can make a Makam Serch, Sveni mitzvah, because Kohenim, you want to get the Seder, all those times, it is going to be Mutter. A couple of weeks ago, there's a guy down pretty long Shemassi close to the door, and there's a guy who had to go to the bathroom. The guy's like jumping around. Like, yeah, you can tell the guy to go to the bathroom. You know? So I went over to the guy and told him, that the halacha is that if you have to go to the bathroom, so it's mutter lav, can I go to the stawa? If you had a matzah where it's about the shock, so like you're jumping around, it's covered in bria, so the guy got, you can even go straight in front of it. Not even the sides. B'chai Gavin, it's gonna be mutter. Now, if you want to, the gay going 3 steps back, so the couple of things you have to know. One is, let's say, the halacha is within Dalai Lama's pounds. Let's say we have Chaim's here, and Chaim finished, and you didn't finish? No. I'm davening, right? Chaim finished davening, and what's the first name again? Shlomi didn't finish that. But who was in that? The Shaila is a mutter for me to go back now or not? Why? Because inside Echad, I'm within Dalamas of Shlomi. But inside Beis, Chaim is in between. So the place to say, if you have something in between, you have one person in between you, you don't have to be worried. A lot of times you see, you see people being not fine, it's like all some people be lying, right? There's one guy in the back who's not in Lunch Manasseh, because of that, everyone's waiting. The place to say, make a din, if you have a person in between, that's okay. Also, a very big head you have to know is the mechitza in between, something which is 10 fachim high, that also helps. A lot of times, if you have like a table, what? Shtender's not, something which is not. Which ones? The wooden benches, there probably are 10 fachim. You should measure them, there probably are 10 fachim. If you have 10 fachim in between, that's considered a mechitza. And then that also, you have a mechitza. The Mishnah says that for sure you can make all. If you have mechitza, go mamash behind them, it shouldn't be make all. But to go to the side, there you can make all. Even not makamatrak, you can make all. It's nachmal. Makamatrak, we said you can go to the side, but if there's mechitza, you can make all straight up. And to go to the side, you can make it straight up. That's if there's a thing, you could be make all.
All these alohas would apply up a woman also?
Plus also by women, yes. Yeah. So that's by also there's mice of the chazanish by ketanim. As long as the mice that the chazanish want to leave and there's a kid davening, chazanish said that also by ketanim the shkin is also there and halacha also applies there. There's a moedik the gemara of Moshe Feinstein, but this will be Messiah. See the alarm clock going off. It's alarm clock. That Moshe said that mice of Moshe and Moshe had to go to a meeting and there's a guy davening over there and Moshe wanted to go. They don't want you to go. Moshe said. There's a vant. There's a wall over here. How can I go? Somebody's down and push the vant. And push it, he said that he couldn't go.